Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you wear the Maneva with Rob Bollocks?
Morning, Rob.
Morning, Michael.
Oh, that's a very considered response.
Oh, no, I've just been enjoying what we was doing off air there.
Wasn't it fun?
It was very good. Right, first off, I'd like to say a quick hello to Jules, who's a long-time BFM listener. I met her at a barbecue on Saturday in Papakura. It's really good. She's a Chelsea supporter, so I'd just like to say Man City 6, Chelsea 0. Ha, 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 ha.
Get a bit of a head, don't you?
Right, now, I had a couple of really good head-exploding stories for this week, because I didn't do last week. But then these two stories fell into my lap, so I'm going to not talk about them other ones.
Were they actually about heads exploding?
Well, my head went...
Oh, yeah, I see. Yes, okay. Right, yes.
And I sort of do a lot of those, so I'd like to just mix it up a little bit. So this is one of my favourite subjects now.
Go ahead, please. Before you start, I just want to say, what about head transplants? Let's not forget about the head transplants.
Oh, no, that's still happening. I still keep getting little reports about that. Heading to China now.
Heading to China?
Yeah, I didn't mean that to be funny, just as well it wasn't. Right. First off, Dr. John Martin, an associate professor of forestry at Northern College in Wisconsin. I always say that wrong. Wisconsin.
I don't think anyone here cares at this stage. But...
Yeah. He was doing an exploratory forest survey with a UV flashlight in his backyard. And initially, he was looking
at... Just to recap, exploratory forest survey.
Yeah, it was just like, it was in his back garden.
So shining a torch.
He got his UV flashlight in his backyard.
Shining a torch is what you mean.
Yeah, shining a torch.
looking at stuff in the forest with a torch.
He was looking at different lichens and mosses and plants to see what fluoresced.
Yeah.
I love that word, fluoresced. Took me ages to realise how to pronounce it. Anyway, by chance, a flying squirrel happened to be in the bird feeder, and when he saw it under the UV light, it was hot pink. Just... Brilliant! It was hot pink.
It's a beauty. That's like the puffin beak.
And also,
why is it pink?
Well, I found out as
why,
well.
Why?
I also found out that what else has got it? There's chameleons. Their bones actually show up as blue, like fluorescent blue under UV light.
Why?
I don't know. I wish I could have UV light put on my eyes because we're missing out so much stuff.
Why? So just that one type of possum?
What? No.
Possums here.
I don't know. Have you ever tried them with a UV light? I think we should try it.
I'm sure someone must have. Surely.
But like it. Anyway.
Proliferating through the country.
When he saw that, he further investigated it and he went to the Minnesota Science Museum where they had hundreds of possums and flying squirrels and all that.
Of course.
And every flying squirrel they had in their collection fluoresced hot pink, right? Every one of them.
It also, hot pink, as in high-vis pink.
High-vis pink, right? Yeah. So they tried live ones, and the northern, southern, and Humboldt flying squirrels, they all fluoresced, but squirrels don't, right?
Jealous, a bit.
Under investigation now. Some of this I don't understand. They said it could either be for communication or camouflage. If you wanted to camouflage yourself, would you put a hot pink jacket on?
And because I'm sure that it's a flying squirrel. Yeah. They can fly.
Yeah.
they glide essentially, don't they?
They glide. Something else I didn't realise. Other mammals known to have fluorescent fur are a dozen species of opossum in America, and they all live in different ecosystems and they have a different diet, so they have no idea why they do it. But I'm just so jealous of not being able to see things under UV light, because it must be like crazy out there. Do you know what I mean?
That little fella off Top Gear did a show that sort of investigated some of that, like things.
Richard Hammond.
That little man. The sassy joker.
Yeah.
Not the big, tall, bellowing joker.
I actually want to talk about him.
Do you?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you not, you've gone off him, have you?
I haven't liked him for ages.
It's terrible on that game show.
What I was just about to say. Why on earth did the BBC give him, who wants to be a millionaire, he's just such a caveman idiot, bleep, because it's before 9 o'clock, so I can't
say.
Yeah,
I don't know the answer to that, Rob, either. That's another mystery of the world.
But anyway, and then TV1 picked it up. But just why? Just, I get annoyed when I see his face on the telly. I just want to kick the TV in, and I'm not a violent person, as you know. So anyway, that was that story. I'm going to be all over this because I think we should go out and check to see what fluoresces in this country.
So you've used like a black light if you had one of those funky velvet posters. Yeah. You're into that, yeah. Or you're...
No, I want to go out in the woods.
Yeah, but I mean, you need some sort of portable UV light. Well, something with a bit of that had quite a bit of throw.
Well, I think it's TV
quite a few,
show.
You want quite a few lumens. Behind that light, don't you? Because it's you have to hit a possum.
Yeah.
Or is it flying? Flying squirrel or possum? What are we talking?
Flying squirrel.
So, well, what makes you think the possums are?
Some in America. There's like at least a dozen species
of possum of poussin.
Opossum.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to possum. I don't know what the difference is.
Me neither.
Is that just the way, because Americans spell things funny? Right, and this last one. Now, I believe I was talking to Tess, you've actually spoken about this, and this is about Cadbury's chocolate.
I haven't spoken about it because they're just ridiculous.
Notices to both New Zealand...
They're just ridiculous.
...and Aussie Cadbury chocolate lovers about the chocolate size reduction announced to Kiwis on February 7th, it would be reducing the size of the family blocks, but it didn't mention anything about reducing the price. Now, a notice to Cadbury lovers in Aussie is quite different to the one released to New Zealand.
Right.
You've got to listen to this.
Oh, interesting.
Customers, and it's promised to drop price, a price drop. Australia's notice was a paragraph longer and referred to Australians as Cadbury's lovers, while New Zealanders were merely fans. Is that boring?
No, I'm just sickened. I was dry reaching.
The rest of the note is similar before announcing that the price of the blocks in Australia will be lowering in price. We know some of you will be disappointed by this, but we want to keep offering
you
the best.
We know you're addicted to chocolate
value.
And we've got the market share, so...
A spokesman said, "We're sorry if having a different message for New Zealand and Australia has caused confusion. However, we do tailor our messages for our Kiwi followers."
Fire that person! Fire the person that chose palm oil!
This gets really mad now. The reduction of price is the same for New Zealand and Australia. It's about 5%. The size change comes after Cadbury's got rid of its traditional two-sided marshmallow eggs due to the new equipment in Australia not being able to replicate the old shape. Well, who ordered that machine?
Who ordered marshmallow eggs anyway? We're talking about chocolate, aren't we?
Yeah.
Like blocks of chocolate.
Yeah.
So what? This is another bullshit story, like the Marmite, the Vegemite story.
Yeah.
Ran out after the earthquake. What a load of
shit. It gets even worse. Last December, it kicked off when Cadbury's rejigged original recipes for Rose's Hazelnut Cream Crisp, Turkish Delight, Hazelnut Swirl, Caramel Deluxe, and Classic Caramel, and Dark Matcha Nougat. And the classic milk. They've started mucking around with them. How can you muck around with Turkish Delight?
How do you muck around with the classic milk?
Exactly. Oh, I don't know, maybe...
The Turkish Delight's so far away from real Turkish Delight anyway.
I love the Turkish Delight.
Me too.
It's a Christmassy thing for me.
Have you got some? Have you got any?
Yeah.
Have you got some?
Yep.
Should we have some?
Yeah,
it makes you wonder, though. It makes you wonder when you've got...
Sleazy Fiver voice there.
Sleazy Fiver. It makes you wonder how much it would take for Cadbury to really suffer at the hands of the consumer.
Chocolate.
You tell all those people that eat chocolate to stop eating chocolate. This is the thing. They've riddled the market with their product, and now they're just turn it into poos. And now but people are just going to keep looking at their, ads that get worse and worse for their products that get worse and worse, and just because it's the name and they have a big market share, they'll just hang on there for ages. What would it take, listeners? Tell us, what would it take? Or are you no longer a Cadbury chocolate lover? Tess, are you a chocolate lover?
I am not Cadbury, though, palm oil.
Which not only is bad, is bad for, is non-sustainable, bad, and yucky, tastes yucky, it kills orangutans, it just tastes yucky. Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the chocolate ice.
Sorry, Rob.
I'd just like to finish off.
Yeah, you know what? What about the kids? What about my son? Is he even going to taste decent chocolate?
No.
If he eats Cadbury's? No.
If he eats Cadbury's.
Whittaker's all right. They do good ads as well.
I know they do. And this is the thing.
If you had the one with coconut in it. Oof,
yeah.
That's good.
Stop it.
Anyway,
I'd just like to say I've got an idea for a TV show. We're going to go around New Zealand and try to find what animals fluoresce.
Oh my God. And guess what that show's going to be called? Apparently it's moths.
Someone said scorpions glow in UV. I don't know.
No way. Well, there you go.
I don't know if that's true or not. It's just a text.
Just go to the zoo, actually. Go to the zoo. That'll be a good night out at the zoo.
Yeah, but it's hard to get in there at night. This is the thing. Yeah, the things with zoos is they don't like people. They like to know who's where in the zoo. You can't just... I tell a story about a guy that once. I can't believe he even did it. It was ludicrous, dangerous, and not the sort of thing you should talk about on Breakfast Show.
Okay.
In the fear that someone would try and
replicate
the danger. Okay, bye. All right, thanks.
See ya.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone a sea monster chain.
I'll see you at the 50th anniversary.
Oh, I'm going to be there.